This is Louis Navaliers, Thursday, May 11th. Well, I just want to give you folks an inflation update. The producer price index rose 0.2% in April. It's up 2.3% last 12 months. But the big surprise in the PPI was that the March PPI was revised down to a decline of 0.4%. So that's a big deal, okay? And the Labor Department said very bluntly that service costs are accounting for 80% of the wholesale inflation. So as far as service costs were concerned, they rose 0.3% in April, and after declining a revised 0.1% in March. So service costs basically in April rose to the fastest pace in 6 months. So the headline's good, the components are not good. So that's causing some confusion. I think we can summarize the inflation situation a little bit easier here. And in fact, I said this on CNBC Singapore last night on Wednesday night. Basically, what's going to happen is a year ago in May and June, inflation was a bit out of control, okay? And so it was up 0.9% of the CPI in May of 2022. In June, it was up 1.2%. So what's going to happen when we get the new inflation data? We're going to start cutting off those big months. And so inflation is going to fall to a 3% annual pace on the CPI. You can see on the wholesale pace, it's already below that now. And so we're getting to where the Fed wants to be. And if you just look at a chart of all the inflation in the last couple of years, monthly charts, you'll see it has cooled off quite a bit. So we're getting to where we have to go. So that's very good news. Very good news for the bond market as well. The other thing that happened today is we had the new claims for unemployment come out. And unfortunately, they are running a little hot, okay? And specifically, they're running at the fastest pace in 17 months. So the Fed has an unemployment mandate. Whether we look at the latest data, or the four-week data that they use to smooth things out, unemployment claims are now rising, okay? So we're continuing claims. So I think that should cause the Fed to hesitate, to be candid with you, because they are responsible for the labor market as well. And there's one last thing I guess I should add is former President Trump did his town hall at CNN, and he basically encouraged House Speaker and the Republican leadership in the House to basically negotiate with the Biden administration in a very forceful manner and force them to do some cuts, and even said they would threaten default if they don't get their cuts. Now, you got to realize former President Trump loves to torment the Biden administration, okay? He can't help himself. But he said that to get headlines, okay? And it's working. And it is causing some anxiety about the deficit ceiling. So, the good news is the House passed a bill to raise the deficit ceiling. The bad news from the Biden administration's perspective is that bill had $160 billion in cuts. Now, the House is still trying to negotiate with the Biden administration, obviously to prioritize those cuts, or I guess reduce them. But President Trump's comments were meant to shock the system. So, I find that very interesting. So you're going to have some anxiety now because of the deficit ceiling, because it's been elevated. That gets picked up by all the international media and et cetera. So interesting times we're in. So they are going to raise the deficit ceiling. Hopefully we won't have a default. I think a partial government shutdown is possible. Janet Yellen's pulling her hair out. She's the Treasury Secretary. She's very upset about all this and likes to issue warnings almost every day. And that's about it. We did have an energy report come out the other day that refined product, you know, gasoline, diesel, continues to collapse. So as we approach Memorial Day weekend, the prices of the pump should be rising. That inventory decline is actually pretty good for some of the refiners. You know, the refiners make money on the crack spread, the difference between the WTI and Brent crude oil. So that is going to help them a bit. Otherwise, we're just at the end of earnings season. NVIDIA is going to be the last big earnings announcement. So far, so good. Our stocks are still reacting well to earnings. But it is time for the market to start to consolidate its recent strength, and it's also time for us to do some pruning of portfolios if the analysts start to trim estimates. But overall, we're definitely on the road to recovery here, folks. And the Fed's done raising rates. The inflation news is getting better on the headlines. We still got to work on some details, like the service costs and on wholesale prices. But I feel pretty good here, and you're going to feel really good come July, because when that inflation news comes out in July, we are definitely going to be way down to a 3% pace or so. I'm now on the record saying that the Fed will probably cut rates in December, it'll probably be approaching a 2% target then. So, and they're still way above market rates. So that's it. That's your update for today. It's Louis Navalier. Hang in there, everybody. I know you don't like the market's gyrations, but earnings are working. They're drop-kicking most of our stocks. Of course, when the stock goes up, then it has to back and fill a bit. But the next key is that the analysts continue to revise their estimates higher. And if they don't, I move on. Okay? So that's it. And I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. So far so good, and I'm happy with the inflation news because it's going to get a lot better in the next 2 months. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.